Karl Marx once said, "Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies." Oh wait, that might have been Groucho Marx. Either way, Karl Marx had many ideas that challenged the status quo of his time in radical ways. What most people don't realize is that his ideas are still relevant today, in the 21st century. One in particular stands out as being especially important for people today to read and understand. Karl Marx theorized that an exploitative wage labor system alienates workers from other humans, the environment, and themselves. This sort of alienation, especially alienation from the environment, is a very relevant issue with today's changing climate. According to Marx, capitalist systems create antagonism rather than unity among people in different power positions, force people to focus on survival or the accumulation of material wealth rather than meaningful existence, and change the human relationship with the earth from one of dependence to one of exploitation. In order to combat climate change, people all over the world must be emotionally and personally invested in the world around them. They must have the capacity to look beyond survival and begin to live in a way that is most beneficial for the long-term survival of the planet, and they must be unified by this common issue and not divided over different issues. But the alienations that Marx described inhibit all of these things. The divide between rich and poor in the United States is growing larger, and movements such as Occupy Wall Street show that people are not content with this change and that class antagonisms still exist. According to a 2013 census report, 50 million Americans live in poverty, meaning they are unable to look beyond material survival in their daily lives. Most people in the United States are not directly affected by the environment they are living in. Houses with heat and air conditioning protect from the climate, and people do not need intricate knowledge of land or ecosystems to procure food and survive. As long as we all continue to make wealth the measure of a successful life, we will never change the course that our planet is on. Not all of Karl Marx's ideas still hold true today, and some were never plausible to begin with. But at the root of all of his ideas is a genuine compassion and anger on behalf of the people who live in poverty or misery because of capitalism. Marx's ideas are radical, but the change needed in order to combat climate change is a radical one that requires rethinking entire institutions and ways of life, rather than just putting new names on old ideas.